Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Dave Kaplan and his Happiness Orchestra from 1928 to start things. This is on a Edison Diamond Disc, Thomas Alva Edison made records. And they were, I don't know, a quarter inch thick. And you had to buy an Edison Diamond Disc player. Sound like modern times. But he was a great businessman as well as an inventor. And they were amazing as to their acoustics. Now, you may not think so when you hear it because you hear some surface noise, but this record is from 1928. Dave Kaplan and his orchestra, Benny Davis, Billy Rose, and Harry Axt wrote You May Be Right, You May Be Wrong, and the vocalist is Ernest Hare. Thank you.
But right or wrong, I love you. You may go here, you may go there, but I don't care, I love you. It's common talk in town, I hear it all around. They say you threw me down for somebody new. They may be right, they may be wrong, but right or wrong, I love you.
An Edison Diamond Disc record from 1928, Dave Kaplan and his Happiness Orchestra. You may be right, you may be wrong, Ernest Hare singing. I wish I could tell you who was playing the fiddle and some of the other things, but that wasn't important to the discography in those days. Someone asked Edison one time if he'd mentioned who was on the record, and he said, what'd you say? Another Edison record now, 1928. This is Frank Weiniger's Pennsylvania Boys. Weiniger plays the banjo and the guitar. Paul Dresser wrote this. It's called My Gal Sal. I'm going to chase it. But first, we're going to hear Frank Weiniger's Pennsylvania Boys. My Gal Sal. Dresser was the brother of Theodore Dreiser, a novelist who wrote An American Tragedy back in 1925, and it became a wonderful movie from 1951 called A Place in the Sun. If you're a movie buff, I think you should get that. George Stevens, one of my favorite directors, did this one, Montgomery Clift, Elizabeth Taylor, star in it. But the star for me is Shelley Winters. I'm getting off track here, but I talk about lots of things. Shelley Winters, one of our great actors, artists. My Gal Sal, Frank Weiniger's Pennsylvania Boys. Thank you. My Gal Sal, 1928, performed by Frank Weniger's Pennsylvania Boys. He played the banjo or the guitar. Bass sax, Larry Hart, and piccolo as well. Interesting. And then Billy Wolf on tuba. Norm Moran, trumpet. Elliot Russell, violin. And some fine drumming by Don Nyer. Chasing My Gal Sal, Miff Mole, trombonist, and His Little Molars, 1927, for OK Records, and My Gal Sal.
Thank you.
Little Molars, 1927. OK Records. My Gal Sal, an original Dixieland one-step written by Nick LaRocca, Joe Jordan, and J. Russell Robinson. Red Nichols playing the trumpet, and Mole, of course, on trombone. Pee Wee Russell, clarinet. Fud Livingston, tenor sax and arrangements. Adrian Rollini, bass saxophone. Arthur Schutt, piano. Dick McDonough, banjo. Eddie Lang, guitar. Vic Burton on the drums. All-star cast. Miff Mole, that's his real name. Short first name. OK Records, 1927. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
I'd like to take Arthur Schutt out of Miff Mole's band and have him bring along his piano. And what happened in the days of beginnings of this art, in 1920s particularly, great improvisers like Schutt were asked to play behind the novelty presenters. Novelty was a great part of it, and it was fun because it came out of vaudeville, it came out of the stage acts and all that that was going on. And Schutt was one who was called upon. Bob Pierce was one of the most popular. And he would sort of do patter. It wasn't actually singing, but it was talking about something that he wanted you to hear about, and usually very humorous, as here. On piano, improvising behind him, Arthur Schutt, 1928, Edison Records.
Yes, sir, now I am the guy that wrote that book on etiquette, and I know just how all your vittles should be hit. Yes, I have writ this little book about mistakes I've saw, so take 'em down and don't forget that what I say is law. First, always leave your spoon up in your coffee. Yes, and starting with your soup, first sound your A like this. Napkins are to catch the food that bounces off your knife, and be sure and tuck that napkin in so it'll stay. And then always put both elbows on the table. Oh, so many other pointers I could mention. And always gesture with your fork. Friday means it's fish or pork. I thank you for your very kind attention. Now then, when you're eating tea and it's hot, just use your saucer and pick the pumpkin pie up in your hand. And never ask for anything that you can safely reach. Just read Rule 82, you'll understand. So wipe your plate with bread when you have finished. This is being done, too. Any other pointers I could mention? And grab your glass so it won't drop, and always finish when you stop. I thank you, friends, for your kind attention. Now then, always mix your peas with your potatoes. Oh, always do this. Do you know this makes eating with your knife a cinch? And when somebody asks for bread, just grab all you can hold in your hand and then deal it out like you were dealing flinch. Take two toothpicks, you can't tell, you might break one. Many other pointers I might mention. Oh yes, put your gum beneath your plate and eat so fast you won't be late. I thank you for your kind attention. Now wear your earmuffs when you're eating watermelon. Be sure and do this. And tiddlywinks are proper with the seeds. And always cut a pickle so that the halves fly off your plate. plate, use your spoon with dandelion weeds. And when you're eating grapefruit, be sure and wear your goggles.
Oh, dear.
Many other pointers I could mention. Yes, finger bowls are always close by, and if your glass is dry, I thank you for your kind attention. Now then, never cut spaghetti up in pieces. Never do this. Just eat it like a chicken eating worms. And when you're eating cake, be sure to eat the frosting first. But watch out. Watch out for bacteria and germs. And always laugh when nothing funny happens. Oh, folks, so many pointers I might mention. Never let your ice cream melt and loosen two holes in your belt. I do sincerely thank you for your kind attention.
Arthur Shutt assisting in that place, Bob Pierce, doing etiquette for Edison Records, 1928. And it's important to know about those things, you know, the jobs that the musicians have. And getting a chance to do as Shutt did, they're playing beautifully behind him. 1928 combination of jazz and what was going on in the stage. Lots of people going around to see things. Movies were just getting started. Radio was just getting started. And so activities, which is good. That means your body moves around from one place to another. You go down and see some people and how they perform. Let's see. Oh, yes. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Jackson Street Music Program, presenting the DMS Tour with George Duke, Marcus Miller, and David Sanborn, August 12th at Benaroya Hall. Tickets and info at jazzinthecity.com.
I have a couple of birthdays today. First up, and just one tune from him. I'll get to him later, too. But Edmund Hall, great clarinetist. Born in New Orleans this date, 1901. And here, 1943 for Commodore Records, going to do Johnny Green and Carmen Lombardo's Coquette. Emmett Berry playing the trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Hall on clarinet, Eddie Haywood piano, Al Casey, who for years was playing with Waller's rhythm, Billy Taylor bass, and the superb drumming of Sidney Catlett. Couple of clarinet players for you in that set, starting off with Edmund Hall, whose birthday it is today. 1943 for Commodore and Coquette. And then Benny Goodman, 1941. And I'm Not Complaining, a rare one by the great Edgar Sampson for Columbia Records. Interestingly enough, on that record, Basie, Count Basie, was sitting in on piano, Mike Bryan guitar, Artie Bernstein, string bass, Dave Tough on drums, that strong rhythm section, and the beautiful alto saxophone and lead alto saxophone for Goodman, Jaime Scherzer, getting a chance to do some soloing right there. The second birthday today, other than Hall, and I mentioned I will play more of Edmund Hall later, is Ellis Larkins, pianist, born this date, in Baltimore, 1923. Now, the pianists are, they play solo stuff, of course, but they're called upon to accompany 99% of the time. And one of the great records was the duet between Ella Fitzgerald and Ellis Larkins, done 1950 for Decca Records. And you will hear five in a row and listen to how beautiful they blend. Ella Fitzgerald, Ellis Larkins, 1950, Decca Records.
My one and only, what am I gonna do if you turn me down when I'm so crazy over you? I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done. It can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one. So my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy. Oh, this world of ordinary people, extraordinary people. I'm glad there is you. This role so new, I'll muddle through with you to guide me in this world where many, many play at love and hide. Any stay in love. I'm glad there is you. Play at love and hardly any stay in love. I'm glad there is you more than ever. I'm glad. There is you. Darling, pardon my confusion, but are you an optical illusion? And if not, then what on earth are you doing to me? If my speech is willy-nilly, it's because I cannot gild the lily. I should love to sing your praises, but phrases and words are silly. What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has practically speaking come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment at home and just you. So
is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you. I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you.
Fitzgerald and Ellis Larkin's birthday, this date in 1923 in Baltimore. And there in 1950 for Decca Records with Ella. And that's a high point in the art. So easy. My One and Only, written by George and Ira Gershwin, 1927 for Funny Face. Soon, written 1929 by the Gershwins for Strike Up the Band. I'm Glad There's You, written by Jimmy Dorsey and Paul Madeira, 1941. What Is There to Say by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg, 1933. And You Leave Me Breathless, a masterpiece by Fred Hollander and Ralph Freed, 1938. Ellis Larkin's Ella Fitzgerald. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Technology Management MBA at UW's Foster School of Business, the MBA for technology professionals. Details on this work-compatible program at info sessions May 18th and 21st in Kirkland. Online registration at foster.washington.edu/TMMBA.
And now I'd like to chase, for your listening pleasure, Hot and Bothered, written by Duke Ellington, performed in 1928, recorded by OK Records, and then a jump to 1940, pianist Clarence Prophet for Decca Records and his version of Hot and Bothered. There were three of them there for you in that set, starting with Duke Ellington, 1928, his orchestra for OK Records, his composition Hot and Bothered. Johnny Hodges' alto, Bubber Marley's cornet. The voice you heard was Baby Cox, Barnaby Guard's clarinet. Lonnie Johnson playing guitar with the band at that point. He was the studio guitarist for OK Records. In other words, they had somebody around in case they needed to have a cording instrument there to accompany a vocalist or whatever it might be. And Lonnie was there, quite something. And then I chased Hot and Bothered into the hands of Clarence Prophet, the great pianist, in 1940 for Decca, with Jimmy Shirley on guitar and Ben Brown on string bass in their version of Hot and Bothered, and then their version of Prophet's Times Square Blues, 1940, all of that. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Ed Hall again now. His birthday, he was born this date in 1901 in New Orleans, clarinetist. And he was working with Blue Note Records, and Blue Note Records is fascinating from many points of view, but the two people that put it together, Alfred Lion and then to be joined by Francis Wolfe, were wonderful because they had a broad taste of the art and presented it. When nobody wanted to record Monk, they did. And ragtime stuff and everything you can imagine. And they had a group of musicians that were just passing back and forth between one place and another and changing the name of the band only. They're giving another guy a chance to be the leader. And Ed Hall was in and out. And Jimmy Shirley, we just heard him, he's going to be in this next band. The band is run by the trumpet player, or led, I should say, by the trumpet player Sidney DeParis. Just simply call Sidney DeParis Blue Note Jazz Man, 1944. Another thing I want to bring in, too, there was a big strike between the Musicians Union and the big, well-known record companies, and so these little record companies came out. That's right, Blue Note, one of them. Savoy, another. Dial, another. There are many, many, many of them, because there was no control over that, and so there was a place for musicians to play their horns. Sidney DeParis, Blue Note Jazz Man, Who's Sorry Now? Written by Ted Snyder in 1923. DeParis on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Jimmy Johnson piano, Shirley is here, as I said, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, John Simmons bass, and Sidney Catlett again playing the drums. Who's Sorry Now? Thank you. other birthday person, 1944, playing in Sidney de Paris's Blue Note Jazzman, Edmund Hall on the clarinet, Vic Dickinson trombone, de Paris trumpet, James B. Johnson on piano, Jimmy Shirley, getting a nice solo in the beginning of that, on the guitar, John Simmons, bass, and Sidney Catlett playing the drums. Who's Sorry Now? A year before, 1943, Ed Hall got a chance to have his name up as the leader. And as I said, that stable of musicians that Wolf and Lyon were using at that time to sort of combat the ailment of the strike that I spoke about. He had a chance to do that for Blue Note. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, where donors help support cancer research, which finds new ways to detect cancer early, treat it with fewer side effects, and prevent cancer altogether. Information at fhcrc.org.
Now, the band is not going to change except for the bass player. The bass player won't be John Simmons. It will be Israel Crosby, fellow Chicagoan. And he played a lot with Jimmy Shirley in those days and these bands. Sidney de Paris again, Vic Dickinson again, Ed Hall, of course, and James B. Johnson on the piano. Shirley on the guitar, Israel Crosby bass, Sid Catlett back again. We'll hear five Blues at Blue Note, High Society, Night Shift Blues, Royal Garden Blues, and Blue Note Boogie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Edmund Hall's Blue Note Jazzmen for Blue Note Records, 1943. Hall was born this date, 1901, in New Orleans. And there with Sidney DeParis on trumpet and Big Dickinson trombone, James P. Johnson piano, Jimmy Shirley guitar, Israel Crosby playing the bass, and Sid Catlett on the drums. We'll be here. Blues at Blue Note, High Society, written by Armin J. Perón and Clarence Williams, Night Shift Blues. Royal Garden Blues, put together by Spencer and Clarence Williams. And Blue Note Boogie by James B. Johnson. Part of the birthday, the other was Ellis Larkins, the great pianist. I'm going to get back to James P. Johnson, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Jackson Street Music Program, presenting the DMS Tour with George Duke, Marcus Miller, and David Sanborn, August 12th at Benaroya Hall. Tickets and info at jazzinthecity.com.
James P. Johnson, one of the great so-called style is called the Harlem Stride style. It has to do with what the left hand does, moving from one note to a chord in the center of the piano and that sort of thing. But he was also the one and only teacher of Thomas Fats Waller and went on to play and compose and accompany, as I said earlier when I was talking about Ellis Larkins. A pianist is really called upon to back up rather than to solo, although they will solo during an ensemble presentation. In 1927, Bessie Smith hired James P. Johnson, and they both put together Backwater Blues and for Columbia Records. We're going to hear James P. first from Blue Note 1943, his solo piano work of Backwater Blues, then go back to 1927 when Johnson and Bessie were doing their work, and the other side of the record is Preaching the Blues, and that will come second. James P. Johnson, Backwater Blues, 1943.
Thank you. laid in the lowland that night. I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my dough. I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my dough. There's enough trouble to make a poor girl wonder where she wanna go. Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed all my clothes, sold them in, and they rolled me along. And the wind began to blow. When it thunders and lightning, and the wind began to blow. There's thousands of people ain't got no place to go. And I went and stood upon some high old lonesome hill. And I went and stood up on some high old lonesome hill. Then looked down on the house where I used to live. Backwater blues done caused me to pack my things and go.
Sing 'em, sing 'em.
the green, jumped up and done a shimmy. You ain't never seen. Sing 'em, sing 'em, sing them blues. Let me convert your soul.
James B. Johnson and Bessie Smith, 1927. And before that, James B. Johnson, 1943, and his solo version for Blue Note of Backwater Blues. Then Bessie sang it for you. And I thought it was pertinent. I mean, we're hearing in the news now, I mean, about the terrible flooding. And it was 1927 when that record was made, and it was 1927 when the Mississippi did its second worst amount of spreading out. Then Bessie and Jimmy did Preachin' the Blues. That one written solely by Bessie. 1927 Columbia Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I hope you're having a fine day and a fine week and a great life and doing what you like to do. It's important to keep you young and happy and healthy, very healthy, if you have some activities that you like to do. And collecting records is one of them. I mean, if you hear something and you like the person you've never heard before, go out and start collecting the material, whatever her name is or his name. You'd be surprised how that awakens all kinds of things. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Seattle Art Museum, presenting Meet Me at the Center of the Earth, a collection of over 40 sound suits made of everyday materials by visual artist Nick Cave. This exhibition closes June 5th. Info and tickets at seattleartmuseum.org.
I'd like to bring in one more by James P. This was done in 1939. For Columbia Records, it's a favorite of mine by Edgar Sampson. It's called If Dreams Come True. Thank you. James Price Johnson, teacher and pianist, composer, all of that. There, 1939 for Columbia Records and Edgar Sampson's If Dreams Come True. One last thing with our birthday people today. Ed Hall, clarinetist, and Ellis Larkins, pianist. And they're together here. 1958 for United Artists. This is a traditional New Orleans composition called Cook Good. Hall plays the clarinet, Larkins plays the piano, Milt Hinton the bass, and Jimmy Lunsford's brilliant drummer, Jimmy Crawford. Ellis Larkins, piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Jimmy Crawford doing wonderful brushwork there on the drums. And the New Orleans traditional Cook Good, 1958 for United Artists. Take Jimmy Crawford and put him back in Lunsford's band. He started with Lunsford and went most of the career of that wonderful big band. And a long time. And the job, of course, is really something. I mean, you keep the tempo there, you lift the band, you respond, much like the pianist in a silent movie, that kind of thing. Here from 1930, Jimmy Lunsford and his Chickasaw Syncopators from Memphis. Jimmy Crawford is the drummer.
This is a revelation somewhere, and it's all about that morning. And that morning, that's gonna be a great change. The Father and His Son gonna be sitting on the throne that morning, and I imagine I can hear the angels all around the throne say, "Oh, what's the matter this morning?" Just about that time, I imagine I can see the Father go down and call old Gable. Oh, Gable, I want you to go down this morning. I want you to place one foot on the land and the other on the sea. I want you to blow that silver trumpet, come and he there. I don't want you to annoy my people because they once been woken their hearts awake again. I imagine I can see old Gable go down and take that silver trumpet, obeying his Father's commandments. I imagine I can see him place one foot on the land and the other on the sea. I imagine I can see him bust the bell of that trumpet wide open, and his saints gonna meet the Father now. Let us pray, church.
Jimmy Lunsford's band, known there in 1930 in Memphis as the Chickasaw Syncopators. In That Morning, written by Lunsford and arranged for the band, with Moses Allen, the tuba player, doing some preaching, Henry Clay's trumpet work, Willie Smith's alto. Then Sweet Rhythm. Edwin Wilcox wrote it. He played the piano in the band. Also did the arrangement, Willie Smith alto, and Wilcox, nice piano solo as well, and Jimmy Crawford. I brought us that band because of Crawford and the wonderful work he did almost all through that band. I think the band lasted until 1947, something like that, when Lunsford died. And down on the Oregon coast, a matter of fact. Victor Records, 1930, Memphis. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. Helen Ward is going to come in and sing for you. Miss Ward started her career with Benny Goodman. I brought some things from 1936 and 7. We'll start with two from 1936 when she was in L.A., and so was Goodman, and the band led by Teddy Wilson, who was brought into the jazz community by Goodman, thank goodness, playing the piano and leading the band. Two compositions written by Ralph Ranger, lyric by Leo Robin. You Came to My Rescue and Here's Love in Your Eyes. Chris Griffin, trumpet, Benny Goodman, clarinet, Vito Musso on tenor, Teddy Wilson, piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Harry Goodman playing bass, Lionel Hampton vibes, and Gene Krupa on the drums.
Found me in danger out
Teddy Wilson's band, 1936 in Los Angeles for Brunswick Records. Two compositions by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, You Came to My Rescue and Here's Love in Your Eye. Chris Griffin, trumpet, Benny Goodman, clarinet, Vito Musso, tenor, Wilson, piano, Alan Roos. Getting a nice introduction on Here's Love in Your Eye. It's unusual, particularly because he wasn't running the band. Harry Goodman, string bass, Lionel Hampton, vibes, Gene Krupa, playing the drums. Now I want to take you with me and Helen Ward to New York, 1937, also for Brunswick. Teddy Wilson's band again, but different. Harry James now to play the trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Johnny Hodges alto saxophone. Alan Roos is here again on guitar. John Kirby now on bass. And on the drums, Cozy Cole. Excuse me. Two of them by Harry Revel and Mac Gordon. It's Swell of You, and There's a Lull in My Life. And I'm going to segue from There's a Lull in My Life by Helen Ward to a rendition by Ella Fitzgerald.
The moment that you go away.
about that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Oh, 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 there's a lull in my life. No matter how I may pretend, I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my life. Just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace, oh, there's a love
in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The world stops turning, the clock stops ticking. Everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning. I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, and the whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need, more than you know, more than you know, man of my heart. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, you need me so, more than you'll ever, ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all I can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry If you grew tired and said goodbye more than I show, more than you tired and said goodbye more than I show, more than I'll ever, more than you'll ever.
Two vocalists for you in that set, Helen Ward, to begin with, in New York, 1937, for Brunswick Records, with Teddy Wilson's band and his piano. And two by Harry Revell and Mac Gordon, It's Swell of You, and There's a Lull in My Life. Then a jump, 1975, in L.A., for Pablo Records, Ella Fitzgerald, Oscar Peterson on piano, and There's a Lull in My Life. And More Than You Know, written by Vincent Humans, and lyric by Eddie Elescu. Ella Fitzgerald and Oscar Peterson, 1975, and before that, Helen Ward with Teddy Wilson, 1937, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the UW Medicine Eye Institute at Harborview Medical Center. The UW Medicine Eye Institute offers complete services from basic eye exams to complex treatments and surgeries. More information is available at uwmedicine.org/stories.
Now, let's see. I want to chase my melancholy baby. Warren Marsh, tenor saxophonist, 1958 for Atlantic Records. With Paul Chambers' bass and Paul Modian on the drums, and Ernie Burnett's 1912 hit, My Melancholy Baby.
I'm Thank you.
Marsh, his tenor saxophone, My Melancholy Baby. 1958 for Atlantic Records, on bass, Paul Chambers. On drums, Paul Modian. Warren Marsh. Thelonious Monk loved the tune also. When he was in London, 1971, Black Lion recorded him, and we're going to hear that now. See what Monk's going to do with My Melancholy Baby. And then Monk used to pick these great old tunes because he liked to try to sound a little bit like James B. Johnson. Hard thing to do. And I'm sure James B. would think the same way about playing like Monk. Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland. That's an old one. I had to look up what year it was written. 1909. Leo Friedman. Here's Thelonious Monk in London, 1971, solo piano, Melancholy Baby, and Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland. Those are wonderful, like Persian miniatures. Thelonious Monk, London, 1971, Black Lion Records. My Melancholy Baby and Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland. Thelonious Monk, here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Clam Cannery Luxury Hotel and Spa on the Port Townsend Waterfront, built in 1885 and restored by local craftsmen, announcing their Artists Gallery opening June 1st. Artist information for future exhibit submissions is available at clamcannery.com. NorthwestCarpenters.org, representing craftspeople across five states, working with partner contractors and business owners to provide reliable and professional service to meet Northwest construction industry needs. Info and membership at nwcarpenters.org.
I'd like to present things in this art that reflect us, of course, and situations of us, how we are in our lives. And the blues, of course, covers that so much. And it's interesting, I think, to go about the business of selecting things. Florence Desmond, we're going to hear two. Florence Desmond in 1933 did cigarettes, cigars. She was working in a place selling cigarettes, cigars. How was her life? And then 1930, Ruth Etting, 10 Cents a Dance, written by Rodgers and Hart from their musical Simple Simon. Florence Desmond and Ruth Etting.
Got here. Oh, slip us 20 camels.
Okay.
You're a swell-looking dame. What are you doing in a joint like this?
That's what I'd like to know.
I was one of those hicks that came here from the sticks, trying to find the kind of fame the name of Broadway stands for. I was one of those fools who dreamed of riches and jewels. Now I awake, find my mistake, can't get a break, Broadway's a fake. I work in a speak that's dim and dingy, where spenders are pretenders, cheap and stingy. All I smell is rotten scotch and gin, dear, cigarettes, cigars. Now I've learned what smoking coke and snow means, among the guys who've never learned what no means. You ask me, do I know what making dough means? Cigarettes, cigars. To heaven I just send off my lonely plea. Is this where I must end up? Oh, good Lord, answer me. Every evening as the nighttime dies out, I walk home to sleep and weep my eyes out. Can't you hear a broken heart that cries out? Cigarettes, cigars, cigarettes, cigars.
Have you ever seen Broadway when its glamour is gone? When the nightclubs are closing and the whole world is dozing and creeping onto the dawn. By all its glory and splendor and marvelous sights, they all fade out together as they turn out the lights. With street beggars mumbling, milk wagons rumbling, dream castles tumbling in the air. Oh, it's lonesome and weary, friendless and dreary. A pitiful sight of despair.
Every evening as the nighttime dies out, I walk home to sleep and weep my eyes out. Can't you hear a broken heart that cries out? Cigarettes, cigars, cigars. cigars, cigarettes, cigars, hostess, you know, the kind the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, fancies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbor, a sweetheart my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes, I'm there to closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dime.
Well, there you go. That's part of it, and art does that by conveying to us something of our condition. Cigarettes, Cigars, written by Harry Revell and Mac Gordon, sung by Florence Desmond, London, 1933. 10 cents a Dance, Richard Rodgers, Lorenz Hart. Ruth Etting sang it for us, 1930. I'd like to go out tonight with another kind of thing about the condition, of course, and that is most of the songs of a certain time talked about being left alone, my man's gone, all of that. And it's part of it, relationships. They're tough. J.R. Montrose is going to play his saxophone. Tommy Flanagan is going to play his piano. And I think appropriate to what I've been talking about, Jay Livingston's masterpiece called Never Let Me Go. Thank you.
Thank you.
J.R. Montrose, saxophone. Tommy Flanagan, piano. 1981 for Uptown Records. Never Let Me Go, written in 1956 by J. Livingston. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.